This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I've got a Lagunitas Cappuccino Stout, which is Category 21A Spice Herb Vegetable Beer. The category description for Spice Herb Vegetable Beer specifically says that coffee and chocolate type beers go in this category. So, you know, there's no problem with how the style is declared. There is some information on the label that I would take advantage of as a judge, because the base style just says stout. But the stats on the label say that it's original gravity 1076, that it has 29.5 IBUs, and that its ABV is 8.3%. So that roughly puts it in a foreign style stout category in the tropical variety. They didn't say as much, but you know, I would use that information to be thinking along that ways. The label also says that it's an ale brewed with Colombian coffee. So we have some clues there. So you take what's declared on the label, or if it's a homebrew, what they provide you as a judge, and you just keep that in mind. Really, when you're in the category 20 and above, you're looking for a good balance, an interesting concept, that the resulting blend works. You don't try to nail it too hard on the base style. You should judge the whole product. So with that in mind, let's give this one a go. So it's got a tall, light brown head, and it's settling moderately fast. It looks dark brown and opaque. If I hold it up to a flashlight, though, it looks clear and a deep ruby color. So I would give that a 3. Smelling it, it's got a sort of a fresh coffee bean kind of aroma, not so much like a brewed cup of coffee, but rather like smelling beans before, whole beans before they're ground. Yeah, it's definitely a coffee aroma, not so much a roasty malt. You know, there's some of that in there, a little roast and sweetness, but the coffee aromatics dominate. I'm not getting any hops. I'm getting moderate esters. Otherwise, it seems like a clean ferment with no faults. So the coffee bean character is there. The stout quality is there in a lesser extent. The coffee seems a little raw. So you know, you're just sort of judging that part on sort of somewhat on a hedonistic scale of whether the combination is sort of appealing to you. And yeah, I'm sort of on that. So I'm going to give that a 9. The flavor, yeah, it's got that same sort of fresh coffee bean flavor. Moderately estery, medium bitterness, but some of the bitterness seems like it's alcohol derived. So, I mean, there's a hop bitterness component, but, you know, it's a fairly big beer, and I'm getting some of that alcohol burn in the back of the throat. Not really getting much hops at all. which is probably appropriate in this kind of a beer. The sweetness level seems moderate. I am getting alcohol flavor. It's a little hot, a little rough. I do get some of the burnt roasted flavors, unfortunately, in the finish. So I'm left with, you know, not the best aftertaste. So I think I'll give that a 15. It is what it says it is. It does have a general foreign stout quality, and it does have the coffee bean character. But the way it's handled, it has some rough edges. You know, it might be young, giving the alcohol flavor up. And the way the coffee was handled has a little bit too much of a raw flavor to it for my liking. So, 15 for that. Mouthfeel. Seems to be medium full body, moderate carbonation. The warming alcohol is there, a little on the hot side. It's fairly smooth, but I'm sort of left with that sort of coffee bean astringency. Might be a little generous to give it a 4 here. I mean, it definitely seems stout-like, but there's some issues around that sort of harshness. So overall, I think it's got a couple of issues. I think it might be a little young, so the alcohol-related issues might go away if it ages out. The coffee is a little bit harsh. I'm not sure Colombian coffee is the best choice. Colombian coffee is known for being sort of acidic and rough tasting. So maybe something a little bit smoother, and maybe this tastes like it might have been sort of cold steeped. Maybe if the coffee was treated a little differently, if it had a little bit more heat on it, it would seem a little less raw, and maybe some of that harshness would go away. So it's hard to say how they treated it, but I'm just sort of speculating. But the result is I'm sort of I get the coffee flavor, but I think I've had coffee beers that have been handled better. I think this could be handled better. The amount of coffee flavor in there seems to be pretty good. The stout character is generally okay. Again, they didn't try to nail it down to a specific style. They just said stout, which is an awfully broad family. Me trying to sort of pigeonhole it into foreign stout is more for my own benefit. But I wouldn't turn around and try to ding it and say, well, you know, it's not very much of a foreign stout, because they didn't really declare it that way. So I've got to give them a little bit of leeway. So the stout character is okay. You know, it's a good concept. I mean, this is something that's known to be a combination that works, but this comes off as a little rough. I think both the coffee and the alcohol are the issues in it. So it'd be interesting to see how it tasted if it aged out a few more months. But I'm not sure the way the coffee's handled would really improve that much. The alcohol should smooth out, though. So I'll give it a 7 overall, and that leaves me at a 38 overall score. This is the Lagunitas Cappuccino Stout, judged as a 21A. Note that it's not one of the classic examples listed. The beer says that it's a limited release, so we tend not to include beers like that in the guidelines if we have more regularly available beers available. You know, there's like an Alesmith Speedway Stout, which is a stronger stout with coffee in it. That's awfully good. That's worth checking out. You know, this one, I think this one has some potential. I just wish the coffee was handled a little bit better. So, this one winds up at a 38, a couple small tweaks, and it would be better.